Our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
I was never satisfied.
Ascend our 7th Juliet. Do you have traffic for us at 2 o'clock?
It was all too symmetrical.
We got traffic here about 1:30 to 2 o'clock. It's very bright. Doesn't seem to be moving. Just to change the colors.
I know one of them has is carrying a very large weapon.
That looks like a weapon of some sort.
That'd be kind of interesting to have a couple pictures. I think it might make our case a little better.
UFOs. It would cause widespread panic and fear.
With tensions rising over Iran's nuclear ambitions, Virginia's John Warner, who heads the Senate.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
This particular episode of Dark Matters Radio is another look at one of my classic UFO Tonight's shows. Actually, the very first interview I ever conducted on radio with legendary UFO research giant Richard Dick Hall. I first heard about Dick Hall passing away of colon cancer around 17th of July, 2009. I had been aware for approximately 1 year that Dick had been ill. During a telephone conversation I had with Dick on something else entirely, he informed me that he had been ill, he had been battling cancer. And he asked me to keep it to myself. I, of course, respected his request. I didn't know how long Dick had. I feared for the worst, and absolutely, it happened on the 17th of July. Right here on the Paracast on the 2nd of August, 2009, Gene Steinberg and David Biedney hosted a tribute and remembrance of Dick Hall, along with Jerome Clark, Paul Kimball, Dr. Bruce Maccabee, and Kevin Randall. I joined them in recalling Dick Hall and his contributions spanning back almost 50 years into the annals of UFO research. Back in the early 1950s, Dick was a part of NICAP along with Major Donald Kehoe, who chaired the National Investigative Committee on Aerial Phenomena. There are too many things that Dick Hall accomplished in all the years of his UFO research. And of course, in order to find out much more about it, not only in the note that I will have on the Paracast Dark Matters forum, but put his name into Google and you'll be snowed under. But in this particular episode, my first ever interview with Dick Hall, we hit upon many, many subjects, not the least of which, just to give you an idea, Don Kehoe and NICAP. We talked about Ed Ruppelt, Dr. Jim McDonald, J. Allen Hynek, the Robertson Panel, the 1952 overflights of Washington, D.C., and many other subjects. At that time, when this show took place, which was June the 6th, 1993, one of the really big stories of the day were not only abductions, but also Robert Bob Lazar. We touched on all those topics. So I recommend that you sit back, position your headphones comfortably, and listen to this program. I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it truly was a five-star stellar performance with Mr. Richard Hall, formerly of NICAP, then the Fund for UFO Research. And Dick, wherever you are, we miss you, my friend.